So, you know, you missed out on being able to buy that Facebook stock. You wanted to do that. You thought, man, all those rich people get a chance to do that. I don't get a chance to. Me, the poor little person here who has to stumble along and just, you know, catch as catch can. I can't make the big money like they do. It's not going so well for Facebook. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah, they've lost like $10 a share.
Let me see.
It may be more than that.
Yeah, I gotta go pull it up here in just a minute. But just yesterday, their stock took another nosedive. And here's the problem. That's Facebook, MySpace. Wait, I've got another story on it. No, but because what's happening is apparently Facebook is making a comeback. And did we know that? Did we know that
Facebook is or MySpace?
I'm sorry, MySpace is making a comeback.
MySpace is with music.
Oh, is that what that's about?
A lot of the bands and stuff go to the MySpace because there's a better audio interface on the MySpace stuff. Okay. But the Facebook, the IPO on Facebook was huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just nosedive.
Here we go.
Like $15 by the end of the month.
$20.79 right now. $20.79. One reason is Barron's did a story which claimed that the stock might only be worth, as you say, $15. And the reason for that is that most people don't realize the employees of the company hold a ginormous amount of this stock, like $1.4 billion in restricted stock in 2011, or about $500,000 per employee. They need this guy to keep going, you know what I'm saying?
They
need it to do well. So far this year alone, the company has doled out $1 billion of restricted stock. Ooh, you hate to hear this, in lieu of salary.
Dun, dun, dun.
In lieu of, hey, we're not going to be able to pay you, but how about if we do this? Maybe not.
Well, there was a guy that took trade. He painted a mural, like at Facebook headquarters.
Okay.
And they said, yeah, we'll give you, 10,000 shares.
Okay.
And towards the end, I think the day it went up, he was a multimillionaire for painting a mural.
Wow.
He's like a graffiti artist.
Oh, so yeah, you say, here's, I guess maybe one of the reasons that MySpace is working is, Justin Timberlake. Is that right? He's got apparently a fairly good stake in that.
Yeah, he does.
So that would certainly make sense. As CNET points out, with players like Spotify and YouTube, people already have a means to share music and video, but We'll see where that goes. And again, it's still out there and it's available. So what happens? Arkansas might be the first southern state to legalize medical marijuana, according to the New York Post.
Would explain their football up. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, remember they had that governor, but he didn't inhale. Yeah.
Good grief.
Morgan Fox, who's a spokesperson for the pro-marijuana group behind the initiative, says... Did I say Megan Fox? I meant Morgan Fox.
No, you said Morgan.
You said Morgan.
Okay, I was thinking Megan.
I could see where you would sidetrack with Morgan Fox, though.
For some reason, public officials have been way behind public opinion on this issue. Politicians are starting to realize that they don't have to worry about any kind of a backlash if they decide that they want to say that medical marijuana is a good thing. So that apparently is the reason for that.
Interesting.
This has got to make you feel really good. Coming in with averages of SAT scores of 496, 2012.
Don't you get that for putting your name on the paper?
Yeah, probably so. 2012 graduating seniors have the dubious distinction of having attained the worst reading scores since 1972.
Wow. Gods.
Okay, scores in writing, the section related to reading, also dropped to 488, a decrease of 9 points since the College Board, the organization that administers the test, looked at this in 2006. So what gives? All right, here's what they're saying. Is the SAT too hard? Too hard? How about if you be prepared for it? What do you think about that? How about being prepared?
See, I always felt it was a little sketchy that the College Board basically was a company, and we were paying a fee for a required test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just...
You didn't like the idea that you had to pay to have this required test, or you should have gotten it free, or you just didn't like the company that did it?
I just sort of thought it was interesting that some private company was benefiting from something that would be a requirement for me to get into college.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, and I don't know what the story was for the formation of that. Now, You know what? They used to be a long time ago. If you're an old person like me, they were called the CWBs back then.
Mm-hmm. That's a television network now.
Yeah, it probably is. Reading scores may have been affected by minority test takers who came out and took the test in record numbers. The first test was administered in 1926
really?
To a few thousand college applicants. I didn't know it was that old. Last year, more than 1.6 million graduating seniors took the test, the highest number in history. Nearly half were minorities. About a quarter reported that English was not their first language. So that may have had, again, something to do with it, but not everything.
To put this into context, if you listen to the show for any length of time, you know that the IQ is not way up there.
No.
I didn't study a lick the first time I took it. I had to have an 800 to get the scholarship that I was offered.
Okay, right.
I did almost 900, and I mean, I didn't even crack a book.
Well, and so we've got that, and now, a story that came out, I think, yesterday, about one-fifth of all U.S. students attending a four-year college take at least one remedial course.
Really?
And 65% of them fail to earn a degree in 6 years.
Golly.
I resemble that remark. Okay.
This year, more than 2 million college students will spend some of their time reviewing what they were supposed to have learned before they left high school, according to a guy named Richard Vetter, who directs the Center for College Affordability and Productivity, and he teaches economics at Ohio University. The failure of high schools to properly prepare students for college is part of the blame. A recent study disclosed that fewer than one-third of graduating high school seniors met the benchmark standards for science, most failed to meet them for math. Large numbers are also lacking in English and reading.
Math was the one that got me. Okay, I had to take a remedial class in math.
Just as a personal aside, I'm going to tell you that I had to correct, as I was reading this, the improper use of the word, because what they said is a recent study disclosed that less than one-third of the graduating class, when in fact you should say fewer than one-third. So the fact that the Mozon who wrote this about people not being prepared for college didn't even have it
attaboy,
right.
Attaboy, Scott.
Speaks words right there. To deal with the problem, colleges, of course, then offer remedial courses. But the problem with these courses is that they do a bad job of correcting the deficiencies. Colleges are also to blame for admitting students who are not prepared for college work. Hello, can I repeat that? Colleges are to blame for admitting students who are not prepared for college work. Let me see. Top 10% rule in the state of Texas. Okay, I went to entering high school. I know no times no is no. Can I go to college? Some of them just aren't ready for that.
Well, I think, too, it's interesting how we test. I mean, for example, I know for me, I never took the ACT. I took the SAT, and I took the GRE when I went to graduate school, which, ironically, the school I went to didn't even require the GRE. But it seems to me like, certain skills, yes, you want to make sure people know how to do stuff and have a brain that works, but I don't use, plain old...
Geometry?
Yes. Geometry, calculus, calculus AP, it feels like a waste of time if you are not really learning anything except how do I make sure I pass this class?
We'll go there in a minute. Hello.
Good morning. I'm so glad to find out there's somebody else here who's very sensitive to the use of fewer and less. And Scott, I'll have you know that you are smarter than Hannity and Bortz because they have made that mistake in the past, and it irks me.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Well, the reason is because English is the only thing we got to work with here, and you need to use it. You need to use it properly.
So, hi, I'm Scott. I'm a grammarian.
That's why I said, "Hey, got." Yeah, that's what we've got going on here. But
yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But
for the record, sports guys are allowed to say whatever they want.
That's true. The deal is though, Kat, that you have to understand, and you're right, man. I hated geometry. I didn't care. I don't care what the angle, how many degrees the angle is.
Didn't. But here's the facts. If I was going to go into archaeology, art, some kind of English-based thing, journalism, or theater...
You wouldn't make much money, right?
Why do I... Well, that's true. Yeah. But I was thinking more like, am I going to use geometry to do that? When am I going to calculate to see... where did my rock fall in the pool that was thrown in 3 feet away and the water's moving at such and such percent.
Sure, I understand that from a practical standpoint, but also the portion of the reason that sort of thing is quite often done is so that you learn to be able to generate an answer. And you may need to generate an answer, not a mathematical answer.
Oh, I can always come up with an answer.
Yeah, there you go.
You learn about
yeah,
the fine exactly. art of BSing
exactly.
in
high school. Well, and that's the other thing. You know, I had
English class.
We had a kiddo who went to school in California, and he had required reading before he got to campus. He had to read a book, a specific book, before he got to campus.
Well, I've had to do that.
And he had to take a general studies class. He had to, because it was a very diverse group. The enrollment was very diverse, and so you needed to learn about other cultures and other backgrounds before you came to school. You had to know that stuff before you came to school. And I mean, that I can see that there's a value there. Hello.
Yeah, one of the reasons our students might be failing at reading is the fact that our schools don't even issue textbooks anymore.
Well, there's something to be said about that, and I'm not sure. And as time goes on, if textbooks are going to be the answer, you know, again. Don't know how we do that necessarily. I'm not sure I want to be paying for a laptop for a kid to take home and not take care of. Well, I busted it. Oh, well, good. We'll get you another one. Yeah, that'd be just fine because there's another one where that was, you know.
That's right. I'm going to homeschool my cats.
Are you?
Yep.
Be able to.
I'm going to start them on McGuffey's Readers. That's what I was started on.
What does a cat have to know? I mean, see, dogs have to know how to do stuff. Cats don't do stuff, so how do they, you know?
The only thing keeping cats from taking over the world is their lack of opposable thumbs.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Do you remember the many songs of September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Cat, you were talking about how you didn't need to know geometry or anything, you know. But if you're going to homeschool.
That's why I'm just going to have to marry someone who has skills in mathematics.
Oh, to be able to do that. Okay.
I can do enough math to cook well, but that's about.
speaking of yeah. marriage.
Hello.
I just...
Oh, hang on. Wait. Stop. All right. Let me go here. All right. And help. Hello. Hello. Hello.
For the record, while we're wasting time, just to avoid the kind of unpleasantness that happened last week, let me announce just for all the archives and the radio land out there. If you are at Brian Broadcasting and you're looking for tissues, I took the last box.
Oh, wait.
At least I think it was the last box. I couldn't tell. I didn't know where the light switch was in the supply closet.
Mr. Downs would be proud of you, yeah. taking the last one and not saying anything.
Well, I don't know, because I'm breaking a tradition.
He might be disappointed. He tried to challenge me. I forget what that was. Oh, the spoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give me that stuff. I didn't do that.
So you were talking about marriage.
I was. We were talking about school, and then she went to marriage.
13% of people always lie about this. Lie about what?
13% of...
I'm giving you kind of the quantifier of marriage.
You mean to their spouse?
No, to everybody else.
Oh.
That's bad.
Okay, what do they lie about?
They lie
whether
about...
or not they have cats.
Yeah.
No, whether they met online.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
Like, online dating is a big thing.
Okay.
Everybody knows people do it. You see commercials for it a million times.
Oh, yeah.
43% of people tell only some people that they met online. 13% lie about it entirely.
Well.
I did not meet my wife online. I did not.
Wasn't an online.
There really wasn't. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so there you go. And again, I guess that used to be an oddity, and I suppose it's probably – it would be interesting to ask that question 20 years from now and see what the number is.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it started with the personals, the Pina Colada song, for heaven's sakes.
All right, if you're wearing metallic nail polish – I didn't wear mine today, just by the way.
No, I don't have it on either.
Okay, if you're wearing metallic nail polish and eating well anything with your hands, you might want to put your food down for a moment because there are chances that your metal manicure is full of dead bug parts.
Oh, I would personally rather eat dead bugs than a bunch of weird chemicals.
Well, I understand that.
Most nail polish is made with that stuff.
Like this, if it makes you feel better, there is, in fact, a company out there that has vegan-friendly nail polish brand.
So you can eat your fingers and be fine.
Wonderful. And I'm sure that they're really reasonably priced, too. I wouldn't think that they'd ever charge you too much about that. All right, on this date in history, Sarah Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice of the Supreme Court, 1981. 1911, ground was broken for Fenway Park in Boston.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And, Red Sox.
Yeah, there you go. And Michael Jordan announced that he was returning to basketball. Yeah.
Oh, you're missing one.
Oh, what's that?
1970, the Partridge Family started.
Oh, and we're all better for it,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
It gave us Danny Bonaducci, for heaven's sake.
Sure, if that's the case.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of?
No, thank you.
He yelled at us for that already.
Well, Kat. I mean, you do sing better than the average male, but
that's
you
not
know,
how I really sing. Yeah, that's okay. My obnoxious to Scott voice.
Go, thank you. All right, now, home.